Brendan O'Connor on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Sign up to our loyalty programme and reap the rewards at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Well, primary schools are finishing up this week. Teenagers are already on their summer holidays, and this invariably means more screen time, despite parents' best intentions. Ciara O'Brien, technology journalist with the Irish Times. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
So it does mean more screen time despite parents' best intentions. And as we know, parents mightn't always know exactly what is going on that screen, but you're going to give us a practical guide to the various parental control restrictions available. So look, I guess in an ideal world, you'd set these controls up at the very, very beginning when the child gets their first device. Presumably that's the best way to move.
And actually, I'd say it starts before that. So, you know, it's something that you should be having an ongoing conversation with your child. And this is going to sit quite badly with a lot of parents as well. And I am one of these myself, is that, you know, you should be modelling the behaviour yourself. So if you're saying to your child, look, you can't have a screen all the time, well, then don't be on your phone all the time. They will mimic what they see. So for me now, I have a 10-year-old and 8-year-old, and this has reared its head already, you know, and as you said, we are at the start of the school holidays, and you know, they do get more screen time than you would like, but I try to limit it. And what I do is you know, I have a very strict rule of, you know, no devices at the table when you're eating. Mm-hmm. Devices are down, you know, there is no iPads, no games consoles, no nothing. And I have to do that myself. So I would argue it starts before you give them their first device. But yes, I mean, as soon as you give them that device, it should be something, well, obviously, depending on the age. I mean, if you're talking about a 17-year-old, you know,
no
well
chance.
Done for managing to get to that age
Not
without
a chance.
Being hit up for a smartphone. But if you are like, you know, for most kids are getting their first smartphone, probably a little bit younger than we would like. I mean, I know some of the CyberSafe Kids data said so children as young as 8 have them. And, you know, at that age, really, they should be handed to a child. If you are, if that's what you are doing, if you're handing them to a child, they should be handed over with parental controls installed. And that means we have to brush up on them. And it is hard to do. Like, don't get me wrong. It is hard to do because there were so many apps and there are so many different settings. This morning, I went into an iPad that my son has access to realize that at some point, even though I had parental controls set, they had been reset. Mm. And you know, I don't know how it happened, but it did. So even I get caught by it.
Yeah, and the thing about the parents thing is interesting, because you even see sometimes like toddlers or very young children to settle and just sort of been given like, you know, a phone with an animation or something on it. But one of the big problems that people have is that, let's say you haven't had that conversation, you haven't, you know, with the first device. Is it really trying to close the gate after the horse has bolted? Like, I mean, is it too late if you haven't done it in the first place? Or again, do you just try and incorporate that into the conversation with your kids?
I would say, look, the best time to do it is before you give it their first device. The second best time is now. So it's never really too late, unless, of course, it's 17-year-old you're talking about. But then, you know, adults have conversations about their screen time too. So it's not too late at any point to have this conversation. And I would say that, you know, you will get, it depends on the age of the child, obviously, you'll get resistance from older kids and teenagers, but having the conversation will explain to them why you are doing what you're doing. I mean, we have very strict rules in that, like, you know, an hour a day on the iPad during the summer, and they're not allowed to have it Monday to Friday during school hours, during school time, because that's, you know, that's just what I have set for my kids. Now, obviously, that is going to have to, I'm going to have to loosen up those restrictions and unclench a bit as they get older, because they are using iPads in schools and they are using laptops in schools. So they are getting a certain amount of screen time every day.
Can you negotiate away some of the, you know, kind of the friction around all of this by actually just installing restrictions on the apps? You know, I know there's some free ones, or that we know that you buy software to do that. But are they effective, and does that sort of relieve some of it if you're just saying, look, here's the amount of time you're getting and that's it, and it's set under parental controls?
I think if everybody knows where they stand, yes, well, then, you know, you're still going to have arguments. Let's face it, it's kids. They will argue. But what I've found is that there are very good free controls out there. So Android and Apple and Microsoft all have parental kind of safety controls built in that you can get, you can use with, you know, there's all sorts of tutorials out there. I've written a few of them myself. You can get those controls, you can use them free of charge, and it will do stuff like, you know, it will limit their time on apps, it can block out certain content, it can block out content you feel is too mature or inappropriate for them. Yeah. But the thing here is that you have to have the appropriate settings on their account. So if you set them up with an adult account, you know, they will be able to undo anything that you've done. So if you set them up with a child account to start with, then you will be able to control, you have it all in your family. So if you have an iPhone, you have your iCloud family. If you have an Android phone or an Android tablet or a Chromebook, you can manage all that through Family Link. But again, the key thing is setting them up as a minor account to start with, linked to yours, and then you can kind of keep an eye on what's going on. Now, when it comes to the paid options, like stuff like Custodio and RPACT, you can see what websites they're on as well. So, you know, that's the kind of, I suppose that's a different level of granular knowledge that you may or may not want to know.
Yeah, indeed. The important caveat there. Some of the individual apps, like, I mean, you know, do have settings like YouTube, TikTok, Instagram. Do they vary, and what's the best way, especially if kids are across multiple platforms?
They do. And again, it comes down to what kind of account they have. So Instagram, for example, has default settings for teen accounts, as does TikTok, and they're bringing in more. So TikTok, I don't know if you saw this, but TikTok are bringing in kind of meditation breaks for accounts that are linked to, like, we have an age of teenagers of 16 and lower, I think. But there's stuff like screen time, and there's family pairing on TikTok. So you can link a teen's account to your accounts. You can keep an eye on their screen time, set daily limits on their usage, and limit who can message them. But again, it comes down to, you know, what type of account they have. Even on your own TikTok, though, you can set screen time notifications that will notify you if you reach a certain time limit or remind you to take breaks, which I think we could all do.
For all of them. Can I just bring you back here just to, you know, what you were just talking about earlier? Kids are very, very, you know, tech savvy, and sometimes they can overcome the restrictions or work around the restrictions that their parents may have said. Is it a bit of a cat and mouse game trying to stay on top of that?
It is a little bit, but look, as long as you don't, you have to set a pin protection for most of these screen time settings. As long as you don't use the same pin over and over again, you know, you probably will. I mean, my 8-year-old was watching me put the actual screen lock for his iPad in, and I realised that he knew it, so I had to keep changing it. So I change it every so often, but the screen time password he doesn't see very often, so he doesn't know what that is. So.
And
you
make
know,
sure
you, just make you, sure that it's...
Yeah, make sure you have a password as well for anybody who is buying games on credit cards. Because that's another tricky one. It's absolutely fascinating. Ciara O'Brien, technology journalist with the Irish Times, and stressed mum, keeping on top of all of the devices. Thank you very, very much for joining us.